So we were learning the interesting piece here that he says, I have to find it because I'm in a different print, that he brings down from that Harav Rabbi Yoel Me'Amtseslov. So we said that Rabbi Yosef Me'Amtseslov was one of the big tzaddikim of the generation, apparently. He was big ta and he came to try to get advice of how to do his avodah from the Gra. And eventually the Gra gave him advice. What was the advice of the Gra? Al oides precious, on the midah of precious. He told him, Ha'akshon yatzliach. So first of all, what's an akshon? So Pashut Pshat is the akshon is the stubborn person. Ha'akshon yatzliach. If you're stubborn, it will work. Now, what's he saying? First of all, one thing to start. The Bali Musar, many Bali Musar, from Reb Chaim Volozhiner to Reb Dessler to Reb Yisrael, many people who have quoted this Gra have all brought it down, not just in terms of precious. It's in terms of Avodas Hashem in general. That the Gra is saying that the way to shteig in Avodas Hashem is ha'akshon yitzliach. If you're stubborn, you will be matzliach. What does stubbornness mean? Stubbornness, kipshuto, means pasha pshat. You don't give up. And this is one of the milos of Klal Yisrael, we don't give up. No matter what happens, we don't give up. And if a person is not, is an action, then he'll be matzliach. Now, I saw a play on that from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He said, besides that an action means a stubborn person, it also means a twisted person. Im ikesh titapol. All right, im navar titabar. Im ikesh means if a person is twisted with you, act with him twistedly. So what does that mean? So Pshat is a Kabbalistic idea. Normally, in most investments or most business endeavors, before you go in, you have to ask a lot of questions. You can't just you gotta ask methodology. You gotta ask questions. It's gonna make a lot of money, okay? But how much is it gonna cost? How many months or years will it take till it starts making money? Is it going to be worth it, the investment I put in versus the money coming out? It's too expensive. Can I handle it? How many employees? Cost and profit, profit loss papers. That's the straight way how you look at an investment. That's all gashmias. And Ruchnius is only one question you have to ask yourself. Is this a good thing or is it not a good thing? Why do I want to do it? Is it because of the Yetzer Hara? Is it because of COVID? Is it any other reason? If the answer to those questions is no, and the answer is, you know why I want to do it? I want to do it because it's the right thing. It's the Ratzon Hashem. That is the only question you ask. You don't ask, can I do it? Can I afford it? Is it good? Is it too much work? And you don't ask those questions. When it comes to Ruchnius, that's not the questions that are on the table. You have to be a shtickle ikesh. You got to be a little bit messed up, a little bit unbalanced, a little bit not thought fully out in order to matzliach. And that's what ikesh means in this case. It can't be that it makes full sense. Sometimes you got to just gotta push in a way that it doesn't always make full sense. And you have to just know that this is the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm gonna put forth all the effort. I don't have it. You try, you start. You never get anywhere if you don't start. And once you start, then you realize you can do it. There's Chaim Salvavus says that you have to that a person has to try lasis kifi koichai, and then he adds on v'yoyse mikifi koichai. No. What does it mean to do Yosef Mikifi Koichai? What does that mean? What does it mean to do Yosef Mikifi Koichai? And the answer is that this is what it means. It means that you can't make a cheshbon of what exactly you want, what exactly you don't want. It doesn't work that way. You know, and you have to try to do even the malam kifiv. It's interesting because this Rabbi Yoel Miamtzeslav wrote a pirush on Mishnayos. Let me think if I can find it in Hebrew books. It's called the Mariach. Called Mariach. Let me see if it's here. No, I don't see it here. No, it's a Pirush Mariach on Pirkei Avos, but I don't see it here. I don't know where it would be. But at any rate, so on the Mishnah of Oz Kenomer, the Mariach brings down that this is the Pshat in Oz. Oz means to be a certain Ozus of an action. Action that you're Oz, and therefore the Azus helps the person be Matzliach. So I think this is what is a big Yisoid that we have to take out. What he's saying is, and this is the I think you know it's such a good two-word line, keep in your back pocket. The Groset Ha'akshon Matzliach, and that's that. That's it. That's all you have to know. You have your Avodas Hashem and your action, you will be Matzliach. Okay. Next piece. You should go learn in a faraway place. Far away from his home, where there won't be tirdes. And also, don't go in a place that there's a lot of traffic, etc. And he's and the place that has preached us, and he said, don't go there. Okay. Fine. Now, Kashiat's Liach, but if you're being in a place, an opportunity comes to move, don't quickly move somewhere else. Don't quickly move elsewhere. Because you're having a mazel here. That's important. So it also, if you move that sliach, an opportunity comes to move, don't do it too quickly. Okay. So I want to get into this tomorrow, but I just want to share with you one thing. It's a little chiddush to me. So we've spoken many times in the past, from Chaim Volozhiner's teretz to the stira in Shalei Lishma. There's a stira in Shalei Lishma. One place it says, so it sounds like it's not good to do Shalei Lishma. And then there's another Gemara that says that and over there it sounds like it's good to do Shalei Lishma. So what's the answer? So we've spoken at Rav Chaim, it's a stira. So we've spoken at Rav Chaim Volozhiner's Mahalach, that the Mahalach is that the Kavana has to be that eventually you'll get to Lishma. So the Kavana is L'olam Adam Shaloi Lishma means you should always learn Shaloi with which Kavana? The Kavana of Shaloi Lishma Shemutek Shalom Lishma Baal Lishma. That all goes into your Kavana. Your Kavana is I'm learning Shaloi Lishma that Mutek Shaloi Lishma I'll get to Lishma eventually. So it's not a full Shaloi Lishma. That was the Chaim Volozhiner's answer. I saw today in the Rambam in a not in, in a letter, it's not printed in many places. I found this letter, and then the Maspik, the Sefer HaMaspik, which is the son of Avraham ben Rambam, says the same Mahalach to answer this Stira. The Rambam says it's just such a simple answer, it's not a question. Mahal. He says, Avada, it's not good to do Shalom Lishma. It's not good to do Shalom Lishma. You're not going to get Schar necessarily. And it's not good. But if your question is not to do it at all, it's better to do it. That doesn't give you a heter not to do it. because and therefore, if you have, if, of course, it's better not to do it. Of course, it's better to do it lishma. But it doesn't mean you should do it. It means you should do it if you can't get to lishma, and your only two choices are do shalom or not to do it at all. Then, of course, you should do it. So it's not a steer. I just thought that was an interesting Rambam. He answers the steer differently. That it's not talking about when you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. But if your other choice is not to do anything, it's not a heter to become. It's not a heter to do nothing. And I thought that was an interesting yisoid. I wanted to share. Okay. Like I said, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Be'ezras Hashem. If there's a change, I'll let you know. You can call to. Good night.
Shkaya, shkaya.
Shkaya, shkaya.